This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Talk about your health. And talk about your life. Why? Because it matters. And it can change. Just because you're in a certain place doesn't mean that you can't go to the next level in your health and your life. And that's what we want to see you do right here on this show. We're going to kick it off with Misty. Hi, Misty.
Hi.
How can I help, darling?
Well, I have a 9-month-old son who has had eczema. Both my kids have eczema. Okay. And at in November, he had his first round with bronchiolitis. In January, he had his second, and we're on our third round of bronchiolitis. So they're worried that he's getting asthma, but they don't want to call it that yet. They've right. even started him on Pulmicort nebulizers every night to kind of be preventive. And I was just wondering, is there anything I can be doing to keep him from going down that road? He was completely breastfed until 6 months. His new foods I've taken a week at a time, instead of just like the 2 or 3 days just to kind of watch out for that. But is there anything I can do to kind of help keep him from going down that road?
Have you taken him off of all wheat products?
I can't think of any wheat products that he's on. Well,
all right, let me ask you this. Does he eat bread?
No, he's 9 months old. He was completely breastfed.
Oh, he's 9 months old. Okay.
Yes.
I missed that part. Okay. So right now, with what he's dealing with, tell me some of the symptoms. With the bronchiolitis, is he starting to wheeze a little bit?
Yeah. This round that we're on right now, he almost got put into the hospital. He was breathing about 64 times a minute. And had the intercostal retractions and all of that.
Okay.
And when he has the bronchiolitis in its worst phase, I'm having to give him breathing albuterol every 4 hours, which I hate him having to be on those steroids all the time.
What does a typical day look like? Now, you say you're breastfed for 9 months, right?
Well, for the first 6 months, he was completely breastfed. I'm a full-time nurse as well, but I pumped completely. So for the first 6 months, he's completely breastfed, nothing else, not a drop of food.
Okay, all right. And then so now, what does a typical day look like for him? Just give me, I don't know, just give me what yesterday looked like for him as far as combining the milk with whatever you're giving him. So I want to hear that.
Okay. So he starts off the morning with either a nursing session or a bottle of breast milk wherever he is.
Okay.
And then he, about an hour later, he'll get either like the rice cereal or the baby oatmeal mixed with breast milk and maybe some fruit.
Some fruit, real fruit, or like the little fruit in the... Like, are you kind of making your own fruit from the real stuff, or are you buying, like, the little Gerber little jars of whatever, like, you know, blueberries or...
At daycare, most of the time, it's the prepackaged stuff, but I try to make my own when we're at home. So should I be, like, making some and sending it with him to daycare? Do you think that would help?
I think that's always a good bet. I'm a big fan, obviously, of doing it as natural as possible. The oatmeal and the rice cereal, though, you know, if he's having some of these symptoms, you might want to look at different options for, you know, I know oatmeal is not technically a grain as far as like wheat goes, but still I've seen a lot of kids that struggle with the oatmeal. It may not be the rice so much, but it might be the oatmeal. Is that every day that you do that, or do you mix it up?
Pretty much every day he gets some oatmeal and some rice cereal.
The rice may not have that big of an issue, but you'd be amazed at how some kids can react to the oatmeal. And it seems like such a health food. You'd think, well, gosh, it's supposed to be good for you. But still, they can have some reactions to it. And did this just start when he started on the food and didn't happen when he was dealing with the breast milk only?
No. His first round of bronchiolitis was before he was even 4 months old.
Okay. All right. But it's gotten more severe in the recurrent episodes, right?
And worse and worse.
Yeah. Are they doing anything with probiotics, do you know? Like, I know they're giving him antibiotics, but are they doing anything with probiotics, the good stuff?
The only supplement we've given him is, of course, they told me to give him vitamin D.
Yeah.
In addition to the breast milk.
Yeah, and that's important. Fish oil is really important, too. You might want to talk to a pediatrician about that. It's just the omega-3s are so important. But probiotics are absolutely critical the dosage and all that, you're going to have to go with what they tell you. But why don't you – I would ask them about it.
Okay.
Because when you're taking a lot of antibiotics, you're wiping out all the good bacteria, okay? And you're wiping out the bad, but you're also wiping out the good. And to do any rounds of medication whatsoever, you always want to follow with probiotics because it comes back in and it makes sure that whatever was given in the digestive tract, it kind of cleans things up and makes things more stable. And even with the albuterol for the breathing, that's still, I would make sure that a child at that age, you have to do what you have to do, right, to reduce the symptoms. And they're doing the right thing. But you have to look at what maybe some of the root causes are. And I definitely always look back to diet. One more little key. You're still breastfeeding, right? Misty, you're still breastfeeding?
Yes. Yes,
all right.
I am.
Now, how is your diet?
I could probably stand to do some changes.
Let me tell you this. I'm going to tell you a story, okay? Well, let me first ask you this. Do you think that if you're producing milk, do you think that that's what I've seen in the past, and that's what research says, too. I've seen that on not so much on the traditional medical side because it's not really taught that much. But if you look at a lot of things that are taught within more of the natural and alternative side of things, it makes sense. And so because whatever goes into your body is going to help be produced through your cells and to make that milk. And when mothers really clean their diet up, it tends to make a big difference. So you might want to research that a little bit more and just make sure you feel comfortable with it and talk to the pediatrician about it and kind of get a game plan together. But, yeah, I mean, if you're eating if you're drinking Cokes and if you're eating processed food and eating sugar and not taking in fish oils and not you know, eating the right kind of foods, having gluten, which are the breads, pastas, cereals, crackers, all those kind of foods on a regular basis, and your child's dealing with some allergic response at some level, inflammation of the bronchioles, which is an inflammatory condition. And that's just what it is. So just think about that and think about the science behind it. Just think about the common sense behind it. And it never hurts to try that, see how your body responds and your son. So I'd check into it a little bit more.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident, or did you suffer a slip and fall at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why American Accident Center can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that get you the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At American Accident Center, we have doctors that you can trust and get you to the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call American Accident Center today at 404-585-5957. That's 404-585-5957. Or visit AmericanAccidentCenter.com. That's AmericanAccidentCenter.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that can help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Go to AmericanAccidentCenter.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Right now, diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, whatever it is, great or small, know this, we're here to help. Here to take you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. The body changes every day. Are you willing to change with it? Are you willing to make changes and new thought processes happen in your mind so you can live the kind of life that you were designed to live? And that's what we're going to help you do here on this show. I'm telling you, it's amazing to see what happens. I mean, in a country right now where one out of three of our young people under the age of 11 have been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, one out of three, it's unbelievable. It's staggering. It's an epidemic is what it is. And we can do something to help. And you can too. Let's go to Bill now. Hi, Bill. Welcome to the show.
Good evening. Thank you, doctor. I appreciate your time.
Absolutely.
I'm 69 years old, and much to my surprise, about a year ago, it was discovered that I had atrial fibrillation.
Okay.
It only took the doctor, once he discovered it, about 5 minutes to have me actively take part in Coumadin injections until the Coumadin got to a level they thought was okay. Having said that, I've been on the Coumadin product, warfarin product, for the better part of a year now. And I get monthly tests, as I'm sure you're aware of.
Sure.
To verify what the numbers are.
Your INRs, yeah.
But I'm not hearing great things about Coumadin. I've heard everything, description from rat poison to side effects that include severe bleeding in your brain, and I'm a little anxious. I'm getting the impression that this is a product that's got to be taken the rest of my life. And having said that, do I have a reason to be concerned?
Well, yes, you do. I mean, it is. I mean, the whole rat poison thing and all that, that is true. And it is hard. I mean, here's the deal. Is it the best drug in the world? Well, it's what we have right now, technically, in medicine. So it's kind of what it is. It's the gold standard, and it works. It saves lives. So regardless of what it's derived from or what it's similar to molecularly, it works. And so, you know, to protect you and to keep you, it's kind of like you got a way out. That's what medicine does. It's kind of like the good versus the bad. I mean, which one's going to outweigh each other? In fact, if your heart having a serious challenge to it, which, I mean, if your heart goes down, you go down. Or to take a medication, it may have a couple little side effects to it, but it's going to prolong the life of your heart. So that's the way it's looked at. And so the cost and benefit type deal. But here's another situation too. And if you're with a primary care physician that's open to it, vitamin E can do the same thing as Coumadin. High doses of vitamin E functions the same way in the body. Of course, it's more natural. It's vitamin E. But sometimes you can't get the INRs to move. So the INRs that, you know, the little blood tests that, that you check all the time, if, you know, we've done that. I've seen people that have done it with vitamin E and they've done great. I've seen people that you give them vitamin E and nothing happens. So it's one of those deals where you just got to find a physician that's willing to try that with you and they're comfortable with that. You know, with AFib, I mean, it's. I don't think you're going to have a hard time finding someone that would at least give it a shot if they've got any kind of natural background to them whatsoever. If you go to a DO, a doctor of osteopathic medicine, you're probably going to have a good chance of finding someone that will work with you in that capacity. Now, the other thing I can tell you is that with AFib, what can work really, really well are the B vitamins. So a good B complex vitamin is great. The B vitamins are kind of the multivitamins of the heart. And many people, when they're depleted of the B vitamins, have some of the heart-related issues that you're dealing with right now. So that might be something to look into as well and have someone, you know, kind of check into that with you. But you've got to have a physician that will oversee you doing that. You don't want to just be switching off medications, doing vitamin E and B complex. That wouldn't be smart. I'm just telling you, you've got to have someone oversee you while you're doing that. But yeah, I mean, yeah, being concerned, I think you need to be concerned when you're taking any medication or if the words, hey, you've got to take this for the rest of your life, comes into play. Like, you tell me I've got to take cod liver oil the rest of my life, I'll be a happy camper because it's good for me. But you tell me I've got to take rat poison, and we've got a problem. But you've got to know why you're taking it and the cost-benefit ratio. And, you know, just remember, your physician has your best interest at heart. They want to see you be healthy and live well. All that sort of thing. So anybody, you know, don't ever think that they don't. And it's just the reality of what they've been trained in, how they've been trained, how they look at things, how they look at body physiology. But physicians are also held to this, what we call standard of care. And so you can't just go out and rogue and start winging it, giving people whatever you think they ought to have. But, you know, there has to be some good reasoning behind it, test to back it up, and then there has to be good reasoning. If things don't work out in a reasonable amount of time, you got to go back on the medicine. That's them taking care of you. So just as long as you understand all that, then you'll be good to go. But I think you should find someone that's at least open to trying it. Because, I mean, my gosh, in 8 weeks, you should be able to know what's going to happen. It's either going to work or it's not. But, again, there's other factors you can do. But the B vitamins, I think that might be your ace in the hole, along with, of course, a great diet. Get a copy of my book, Empowering Your Health, and you can start following the anti-inflammatory diet. It's a great heart-healthy diet. Thanks so much for the call.
Hi, this is America's Health Coach for Cherry Bundy. Do you have trouble sleeping or have aches and pains and looking for a better movement and quality of life each day? Well, now you can. Discover the powerful benefits of tart cherries with Cherry Bundy. Cherry Bundy has developed what I believe to be the best tart cherry juice on the market today. Cherry Bundy selects only the highest quality tart cherries to create a powerful tart cherry juice to help fight inflammation, improve sleep, accelerate athletic recovery, boost memory, and improve your stamina. Over 150 professional sports teams train using Cherry Bundy. That means something. Cherry Bundy is so convinced that you can live better with tart cherry juice that they have developed the 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge. See a difference in your health and your life in 7 days or your money back. Start your 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge risk-free at cherrybundy.com. That's CHERRYBUNDI.com. That's cherrybundy.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Talk about your life. 888-283-7272. Let's kick it off and go with Patty. Hi, Patty. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Asa. I want to thank you so much for your program. I spoke to you the other night about my daughter, and when I got off the phone, she said, "Now, Mom, it's your turn. You better call him."
Okay.
Well, I'm suffering from so many things. I don't know where to start, but I guess the most important thing is I just today saw a doctor, and it was about my manic depression, and I have been very manic lately, and my daughter spotted it. She said, "Mom, I've got to get you to the doctor," and he sighed in me, and he said, "Well, I think we're going to take you off Lamictal, and we're going to put you back on lithium." Well, I was toxic with lithium before, and that scared me because I was having just repeated trips to the bathroom so much it was just annoying, and I couldn't. I was almost incontinent. That's how bad it was.
Yeah, the lithium destroys the kidneys.
It was bad.
Yeah, it was bad. Lithium is very hard on the kidneys.
But I was drinking plenty of water, and my daughter said maybe it was good. I was washing it out. My sister, the doctor said, no, you were very toxic, and I would like to decrease your milligrams of lithium. We're going to put you back on lithium, and I think it'll work. And it's a new one. It's lithium Escalus. What is that?
Yeah.
A slow working?
It's just it's a slower one. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay, well, on top of that, I finally informed my doctor that I've been seeing a neurologist, and they discovered I had multiple sclerosis. Well, all of a sudden, he perks up.
That's recently, right?
No.
So the multiple sclerosis, when did they find that out?
After my father died in 1991.
Okay, got it.
But I'm so blessed because I've only had one attack to where my wrist stung and my fingers went numb when I was doing dishes. And then it was not so bad, but they put me on a steroid drip, and I never ever want that again. It was horrible. I couldn't sleep, and then I became manic. So this doctor said, do you understand there's a linkage between your, your manic.
We can help that too.
And your MS. He said there's a link there. How?
You want to know how?
Yes.
Well, MS, here's the deal. When acetylcholine, there's a couple of neurotransmitters in the body, in the brain chemistry, and when they get low and become decreased, then there's some issues that can happen as a result of that. Acetylcholine is one of them, and acetylcholine, when it gets low, it's the primary neurotransmitter. When it gets low, there can be all kinds of neurological conditions that take place, including MS.
Cognition? Oh.
Yeah, cognition is a big one. But the other one is serotonin. Now, serotonin is pretty much known for depression and that kind of thing. But for bipolar, typically it's the main neurotransmitter that's being affected. Whether it's too high or too low, it causes major issues within the whole bipolar situation. So just so you know that.
2 weeks ago, I was severely depressed and I was suicidal. I went in the kitchen and found a knife. And if it hadn't been for my 3-year-old granddaughter, I would have done it. She came up and said, Nana, write me a note. I want you to write something on this piece of paper for me. So she gave me a post-it and I looked at her and said, what is it, sweetheart? And she said, God loves me.
Unbelievable. That's great. That's incredible.
I started crying and I couldn't.
Well, yeah, it's like a little angel he just sent right in front of you. I mean, that's the thing, the brain chemistry.
Well, how could I be depressed 2 weeks ago and manic yesterday?
Because your brain chemistry's off.
Wow.
It's something you can't control.
So severely off.
Yeah, it is.
But I want to control. I have no control over.
You can't, you can get control.
I have hypothyroidism, and I had 4 polyps removed from my colon.
How long have you been taking lithium?
Oh, my gosh. 8 years.
When did you get diagnosed with hypothyroid?
About 8 years ago.
Okay. Just so you know, lithium.
Is it all connected?
It's all connected.
Oh, my gosh.
Lithium is a very hard medication. It destroys the kidneys. It can also destroy the thyroid gland.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But it's a catch-22. Well, it's a catch-22, though. If you're severely manic depressive, then sometimes lithium is about the only thing that can balance somebody out.
That's what he said.
Yeah,
and he wants me to come back in 5 days to see if I'm toxic again.
Well, here's some things that will help. Remember, foods are best medicine. So the drugs are powerful, and the drugs can definitely balance things out for a period of time. But you want to make sure you're doing the right things on a daily basis when it comes to your brain chemistry, for sure. Now, there's foods that you can eat that will maintain your serotonin levels, and then there's some foods that you want to eat to maintain acetylcholine levels. So let's talk about serotonin first. That would be mushrooms, fish, chicken, spinach, and red meat. All of that's very good. And then also turkey is really good as well. All of those foods will help support serotonin levels. Then 5-HTP is really good too. But you have to be careful because a lot of times when you're taking other medications, the 5-HTP is a real challenge as far as that goes. The other is you want to make sure that you're doing niacinamide. That's a version of vitamin B3 and pyridoxal 5-phosphate, which is a version of vitamin B6. All of those help maintain proper brain chemistry, especially with serotonin. And you also want to make sure you're doing plenty of cod liver oil. Cod liver oil is a major, major player. And I talk about it for just about everything because our body needs it so much. But it really helps balance out brain chemistry and helps our body handle stress. Acetylcholine is the other one that we were talking about. And for the most part, acetylcholine, the foods that contain healthy amount of fats in it as well as proteins, eggs, beef, cheese, yogurt, and then, of course, all the nuts except peanuts. All of those very beneficial for keeping your acetylcholine levels up. The big thing is I would really do everything you can to stay off the lithium. If your body can handle it, and given, you know, maybe working on some of these things, talking with your physician about some different medications, which there are other options besides lithium, just so you know. There's actually, there's an ionic lithium, which is a supplement. And I would encourage you to maybe talk to your physician and see if they'd be okay with that. Because the ionic lithium, the molecule size is really small, and the body accepts it very well. And it's not hard on the kidneys, and it's not hard on the thyroid gland. So there are some other options. But get in touch with your physician. See what the next checkup's going to be. Just a standard range?
Yeah, for testing. Like, I have a little meter. And what's a normal reading for blood, for glucose numbers?
Clinically, there's two types of ranges. There's going to be the clinical range, and which is the standard range, and then there's more the optimal range that you want to be in. The clinical range is from about 75 to about 125.
Okay.
That's the clinical range. When you start getting over 125, that's when you start getting the title. You can get into the diabetes title, get that thrown at you. Okay. Now, the rule of thumb is you always want your blood sugar to stay under 100. That's a good safe area to hang out. So that's what you always want to shoot for. But then see, it's not just the blood sugar number. There's another number called the hemoglobin A1C or HA1C. It's kind of the gold standard for any type of diabetes or anything in that genre. So it gives you, what the A1C does is the blood sugar could be just for that day. So when you check blood sugar for that day, that's what you're getting in blood glucose. The hemoglobin A1C shows a mark of where kind of all the glucose has been over about a 3-month period. So that's why they base a lot of what they do on the A1C, a lot of what the diagnoses are based on.
I guess about a week ago, I went to see my mother in the nursing home, and when I left, I hadn't eaten, but in the morning, I checked it on the meter, and it was like 169, and then about 10 minutes later, it went down to 159, and then when I came home from seeing her about 6, I checked it, and it was like 84.
Wow. No, it's fluctuating a little bit. It's fluctuating a little bit. Are you taking any medications?
No, I'm not for that, no, but I am taking medication.
For what?
Cholesterol medication, blood pressure medication, something the doctor gave me because I've had kidney stones.
Okay.
I started taking the glucose medication, about 2 months ago.
Which statin? Are you taking statin?
I'll tell you in about a second.
It's all right.
Mobile phone.
If you're taking a statin, you're probably taking a statin. I mean, that's
because I'm right
very
in the
standard.
Kitchen and I can pick
you want to take. You want to make sure if you're taking a statin drug, you want to make sure you're taking CoQ10. The other thing is, let's talk a little bit about if you're dealing with blood sugar. Let's talk a little bit about what you're eating every single day too. Talk to me about breakfast, lunch, and dinner. What you normally eat.
Sometimes I eat at lunch, and I'm just not hungry, and then most of the time I do, you know, a dinner, because my wife's a microbiologist. She says I need to break it down. I need to have two meals a day. But I haven't been doing that for a long time.
Yeah, you need to shoot for at least 3 to 4 meals a day. Your body needs that steady intake of nutrients, and it'll help keep your blood sugar levels balanced. Just eating 2 meals a day, it spaces it out too much, and it really challenges your blood sugar system. That's what I would get started with. Get my book, Empowering Your Health, and get started on the anti-inflammatory diet in there. I think that'd be a great place for you to start, really, especially in dealing with the blood sugar levels. You have to get those things balanced out. Chromium and vanadium work very well, too, to get those stabilized. I would get a blood test, though, done and get that A1C checked. If you're taking a statin drug for the cholesterol, I would encourage you to consider using nicotinic acid because it works about the same. So does red yeast rice. If you're going to take that drug, though, use CoQ10 to offset any negative effects it could have on the heart. Thanks for the call.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy. Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Connect with On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with? Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia. The list goes on and on, doesn't it? But whatever you're struggling with, realize this. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. There's always hope. You don't have to be stuck where you are. And the body can change, but you have to be willing to change your lifestyle choices. So everything from drinking more water, half your body weight in ounces of pure non-chlorinated water every single day. Because the body's made of 75% water. Very important. Foundational four supplements, good whole food multivitamin, digestive enzymes to help break your food down. Cod liver oil and probiotics is a staple. And also don't forget to have your blood work checked every 6 months at least, because our blood changes every 90 to 120 days. So our body's constantly changing. Making sure that you put the right stuff in is critical for your health and for your life, knowing what to put in. So when you find your nutritional deficiencies, which nutritional deficiencies are critical, and we get them all the time because of poor choices in our diet, and it takes knowing what nutrients to put back in. All of these real keys are important to really go to the next level with your health and with your life. Our scripture for the day comes from Psalm chapter 42, verse 11. It says, "Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God. I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God." Why are you downcast? Knowing that there's a God that created you, that custom designed you, that made you in His image, and that wants to see you live a great life to make the right choices as He guides you. So are you letting Him? And are you following Him? That's really the key. Jeffrey, you're next with us on the show. How can I help?
I'm a 50-year-old male, and I have type 2 diabetes with thyroid condition, insulin-dependent diabetic. I'm not overweight. I don't have high blood. It's not hereditary that I should have diabetes. It's my mom, dad, brother, and sister. None of them have it. I was diagnosed with it about 5 years ago, which would put me at about 45 years old. And so just had some questions concerning the diet for diabetics and some of the supplements that along with that diet that might could ease up some of this medication that I don't really want to take to with me into my retirement years, if I could beat it, or someone help it out a little.
I understand you not wanting to do that. Well, a couple things come to mind and are quite important. When you're looking at diabetes, which I believe one of the top health challenges that Americans are facing, but at the same time, one of the top health challenges that you can come out of if you'll simply change your lifestyle. And so coming up with your diet is the key. Food can be your best medicine in this, and if no one's working with you on a good diet, someone needs to. And that needs to be step number one, because making sure that you have good lean quality proteins at every meal. This is three meals a day, a couple of snacks in between. Whole food multivitamin, digestive enzymes, cod liver oil, and probiotics as your foundational four. Okay, so your food, though, is going to be critical. Proteins, fats, carbohydrates, three times a day. With your snacks, always having a, if you're going to have a carbohydrate like an apple, you always want to have fat with it, like almonds or walnuts or cashews, because the fats or protein will help slow down the release of the carbohydrates. And that makes a huge difference in your overall health, and it makes a huge difference in the way your body responds, especially dealing with diabetes. And those small, frequent meals will help stabilize blood sugar along the way. Now, here's another little key. Supplement-wise, chromium picolinate has been shown to have good research. It's been around forever. Alpha lipoic acid has really come on strong with a lot of research behind it. And then don't forget about things like vanadyl sulfate. The only thing is with vanadyl sulfate, if you struggle with depression at all, the vanadyl sulfate can become a little bit of an issue. So that's the only one you really need to be a little bit careful with. But otherwise, others are great. And they have great research behind them. But it's keeping those healthy fats in. Keeping the healthy fats is critical when you're dealing with diabetes, and also looking at a good game plan. Exercise, too. 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, from what we've seen in the research, is always good in dealing with it. But know that you can come out of it. You're not just stuck. Just because you've been given a diagnosis doesn't mean you have no prognosis. I don't buy into that at all. Terry, you're with us next. How can I help?
I was calling about my husband. His blood creatinine is at 28, so I was trying to see what we can do, get his blood up.
Well, it depends. If he's the kind of the issue, if it's B12 or if it's iron. So the hematocrit or the hemoglobin, either one, if they're low, you've got to think B12 or iron. Now, a TIBC blood test is a good one to do, and your doctor can do that easily. Just ask them to say TIBC. Ferritin is good because it shows you the storage tank for iron. And then also methylmalonic acid, MMA, is a good one too, because methylmalonic acid is so critical for the big picture and making sure that it's kind of at a good level and at a good pace. That's really the key. So once you figure out exactly which areas really are deficient in causing that deficit, then you can come up with a good game plan from there. And a lot of foods very similar that carry iron also carry B12. Red meat's really good. Organic grass-fed, of course. And your dark leafy green vegetables, spinach, kale, all of those are critical for bringing up iron and B12. All the way around. And so when you're dealing with low hemoglobin hematocrit, first you've got to make sure there's not a bleeding body of any kind. Of course, they're going to check that if it's severe. But if it's just something slight, it's probably just a vitamin or mineral deficiency. And at the same time, building that back up can make a big difference. It changes energy levels dramatically. Puts another hour in the charts. Don't tell one person something you learned on this show. And together, we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time. The one thing you don't want to lose, ever lose, is hope.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident, or did you suffer a slip and fall at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why American Accident Center can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that get you the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At American Accident Center, we have doctors that you can trust to get you to the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call American Accident Center today at 404-585-4255.
404-585-5957. That's 404-585-5957. Or visit AmericanAccidentCenter.com. That's AmericanAccidentCenter.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that can help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Go to AmericanAccidentCenter.com.